Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Magic and the Moon podcast. As always, I'm your host, David. This week, I want to talk to you guys about polytheism, and specifically about hard versus soft polytheism. So I'm going to kind of explain what those terms mean and how I kind of apply those concepts to my own spiritual practice. So if you maybe you're not familiar what that means, these are kind of two separate, I guess, ways of conceptualizing a polytheistic worldview. So when someone talks about a soft polytheism, that can kind of mean that different gods might be psychological archetypes, personifications of natural forces, or maybe being seen as essentially one god interpreted through the lens of different cultures. So in this way, gods might be seen as semi or completely interchangeable with one another. And in comparison, or in contrast rather, hard polytheism is the belief that gods are distinct, separate divine beings. And from that framework, it would be perhaps inappropriate to substitute them for one another or use them interchangeably. Now, I want to give some disclaimers that these are kind of just general definitions of those terms, and there are going to be people that apply, either or both of them differently than the ways I've described here. These are just some working definitions we can have for the purposes of this conversation, so we have kind of the same concepts in mind as we're talking about these ideas. My personal perspective is that I probably fall somewhere in between soft and hard polytheism, perhaps a little bit more on the hard polytheistic side, because I do believe that the gods are separate, distinct entities. I think they're individuals in their own right. I don't think, the claims that all goddesses are one goddess or all gods are one god, I don't think that is a worldview that I subscribe to. But within my hard polytheism, I do acknowledge syncretism. And I've talked about syncretism a lot on the show for different reasons at different times. But generally, syncretism in this context means the blending or attempted blending of different cultural and religious elements. So syncretism happens a lot in the present day, and we have many examples of this throughout history as well. In the ancient kind of Hellenistic Roman religion, we have, the famous syncretisms with the Greek and Roman deities. Aphrodite is Venus, Ares is Mars, etc. And then we have other examples in kind of the late antique time, like the Hellenic Egyptian syncretisms, like Serapis, who had a quality similar to the Greek Hades and Dionysus, but also to the Egyptian Osiris. And we have another example of that with Diana Trevia, who was viewed as a triunity between Luna, Diana, and Hecate. So we have historical precedent for syncretism, for sure, and we see that in ongoing traditions to this day, right? Many of the African diaspora religions are syncretic with Catholicism in some way. So I think this is where discernment and research has to come in. And what I do personally is, for the sake of an example, I'm going to use Aphrodite, but you can look into the history of Aphrodite and the origins of her worship. And we know for fairly certain that Aphrodite was not originally Greek. Aphrodite was imported to the Greek islands like Cyprus, for example, is why that's often cited as like being the place of her birth and her mythic origins. But her worship was largely derived from that of the Phoenician goddess Astarte, who herself was cognate with the Eastern Semitic goddess Ishtar, who was basically based on the Sumerian worship of the goddess Inanna. So we can trace this very direct line from Inanna to Ishtar to Astarte to Aphrodite, who was then syncretized with the Roman Venus. So, from my understanding, based on research and discernment with historical sources, as well as accounts from her contemporary worshippers and just my own, personal gnosis with her, I think it is appropriate to say that Ishtar is Inanna, is Astarte, is Aphrodite, is Venus. That is one goddess whose worship transcended cultural and religious boundaries, and she was worshipped with different rituals and different names in different places. That ultimately, those are just cultural expressions of the same divinity being interpreted differently. But with that in mind, from my understanding, I would not say that it is appropriate to say that Aphrodite is the same as Freya, because there is some overlap in spheres of influence, like love and sexuality and war, but they arose in separate cultures. Freya being of Germanic origin. And in my opinion, it is not sufficient enough to justify labeling them as the same based only on shared superficial similarities. So that's where that discernment comes in, because I think you can look into things, and if there is a historical precedent, or if we have, substantial evidence to suggest that different deities were kind of exchanged by cultures and were essentially the same with different names and some variations, I think that that's fine. But I would personally would be uncomfortable with just finding, a place of overlap or a sphere of influence in common, and then labeling anything that fits that generically as being the same. So in the case of our example here, I would say Inanna, Aphrodite, Ishtar, Astarte, Venus. I think that's all the same goddess. I think that is her different expressions of religiosity and cultural observance around her. But I don't think that she is Freya or Oshun or Hathor. So I'm not just slapping that altogether, which any love goddess from anywhere in the world. So discernment, I think allowing for syncretism, because even if you are, a very, very strict, hard polytheist, the reality is that syncretism exists and has existed historically. So, of course, you can choose to not apply that to your spirituality, which is a valid choice, but it does have precedent. It does exist. It's something that has been around for as long as religion has been around. So, I think, in my personal view, I would say I lean towards polytheism, that is hard polytheism, but with the understanding that syncretism can and does happen, and just being discerning and researching about when that is appropriate. And that's not to suggest that any of you have to do things exactly the way I do, and I don't mean to say that, but this is me just saying this is how I engage with this and actually apply that to my spiritual life, and to give you maybe a jumping off point, or suggest a framework of how you could do that if you would like to, though no one has to do that the way I do by any means. So that is kind of the breakdown of what hard polytheism is and what soft polytheism is, and some examples of how I prefer to apply that to my spiritual life. But I also want to say that there is a lot of pressure, I think, particularly on beginners to, paganism or witchcraft or both, to like immediately decide all of these things of like, well, if you're starting your journey in paganism, you have to know right away if you're a soft polytheist, or if you are a hard polytheist, or if your practice is syncretic, or if you're a revivalist or a reconstructionist. And I think all of this information is kind of just bombarded at newcomers who don't have the tools or the lived experience to be able to understand what all of these things mean. And there's an unfair pressure, in my opinion, that's put on them to kind of apply these labels to themselves really, really quickly. And almost like a suggestion that you can't move on from a label if you feel that it doesn't suit you. And that's unfair. That's a lot of pressure on beginners and for people that maybe are just curious about spirituality, or they're trying something different, that can feel like a lot of weight and a lot of responsibility at one time. And I think that it can kind of create a fearfulness towards people that are, you know, maybe just trying to look for their way. And I think it can be discouraging to people that are just looking into something for the first time. So let me say that you don't have to apply labels to yourself quickly, and you don't have to apply labels to yourself at all. You know, some people don't bother with even worrying about if they're a hard or soft polytheist at all. And while those concepts exist to discuss different approaches and philosophies, they shouldn't be like these really limiting, like restrictive labels that we force onto people either. So it's okay if you don't identify with either of those categories, or maybe you feel like both at different times, you know, it's okay to change your mind on things based on, you know, maybe new research that you've done, or maybe you have, you know, a spiritual experience with the gods, and that changes your perspective on something. Because like, as much as I, you know, rely on my background in academia and would consider myself a hard polytheist generally, I've had some spiritual gnosis that's very weird and unorthodox, that there's not necessarily a lot of people doing. And I allow for that because it has been my, you know, subjective experience of the divine firsthand. And that informs my choices about this stuff too. So all of this is just to say that you don't have to label your practice as anything before you want to, or even ever at all. If you don't want to ever label it like that, you don't have to. And also just, this is about finding your own way, you know, because there's plenty of paths out there that are really control heavy, like legalistic organized religions. And I think the majority of us that are on a pagan path appreciate that paganism is not this really, you know, dogmatic, theologically heavy tradition. So do things your own way. I think it's important to be mindful and respectful of things where we can, and to be educated and informed and make good choices and be discerning. But that doesn't mean that you have to have a spirituality that looks like what people expect from you, or that you have to do something just because lots of other people are doing it. It's okay to just listen to yourself and your gods and find your own way. So that's all I have for you guys this time, and I will see you next week.